Hello.
Hey Daniel, it's Keaton again.
Hey,
I got
Brian, what's going on?
Hey, not too much. I got my partner here. This is Zach. Thought I introduced you.
Hey,
Hey, Zach.
Dan. Hey, how are you, buddy?
Good, how you doing? I
Another day in paradise.
hear you.
I hear you're trying to get to the beach.
Yeah, be nice. You done ruined me with that, buddy.
What beach you want to go to?
I don't know any of them now. Now that he's done put it in my mind.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, so Keaton, he's told me a little bit about the property. I'm pretty familiar with it. I have a few places over there. I'm sure you're familiar with what is that now? Chestnut Drive
Oh
and
yeah.
Kenneth Drive. Yeah, I've bought, let's just say I've bought quite a bit of properties over there.
Okay.
So he tells me that you want to, go to the beach. I'm familiar.
Yeah, he got me thinking about the vacation thing and just trying to start over again. You know, the kid going, just downsizing, that whole thing, just time for some changes, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he mentioned that. Let me ask you this. I know you owe, he said you owed about 82 on the mortgage. What is your current mortgage? How much do you pay monthly?
The last one was 1,094, I think was the last one I just paid.
Gotcha. I'm not sure if you're familiar with like tax assessment or any of that relevant information.
Yeah,
He,
vaguely.
okay, yeah. So the property, it's assessed around $130,000. It's below that, to be honest with you. I'm willing to pay a little bit more than that, but not much more. He told me that you had some tenants in there in the past, and they gave
Yeah,
you up.
I was trying to help a couple friends of mine out. His wife had a stroke, and it turned out to be a big fiasco.
Well, I learned early in my day to work with people and not friends.
Yeah, that was a big learning, and that's the first time I had done it, you know, because I always told myself that. But like I said, his when she had her stroke and all, and they just with their kids and all, I just felt bad for them. It was stupid. So.
Yeah. So, I'm willing to be flexible on the closing date and
Okay.
to be, I'm willing to, you said you want needed in till the end of March.
Probably I was either the first part of it or maybe the middle of it, honestly. After we hung up, I got to think about it. Because the way work would go, if I went any longer than that, work would start picking up again, and then I would be pressed for trying to get everything done, you know?
Right. Okay.
And this way, if I can get it in between weekends and all, get everything out of here and just go on over everything, get it out of here and go through some things and get rid of a lot of stuff, that would keep me rolling that way and get it done faster, you know?
Okay, so let's just say that we agree to what let, you want to do the middle of March? I
Yeah,
mean,
that would work 'cause
yeah, I'm not in a rush to purchase it. Obviously, I'm gonna be here regardless. I buy about 30 houses a month.
Okay.
But for this one, we can, let's just say middle of March, we can shoot for the middle of March. I could close in less than that, but obviously you need to gather your items and, do what
Yeah,
you need.
'cause this is actually it's funny 'cause this has been a spur of the moment thing here the past 2 days, honestly. I mean, it's
Right.
been on my mind just trying to figure out what I was going to do, but then I just finally even started looking around. I was like, yeah, I need to change. Get
Right.
it's just too much. It's too much.
Well, let's talk about the price then and what's realistic. I mean, the house needs work. I know to my standard, I'm gonna have to put at least 80,000, probably $60,000 to $80,000 in it, honestly, just being frank with you. So, you know, where that leaves me, you know, the South ain't going to make me any money. I can tell you that. I mean, long term, if I hold it for 30 years, you know, it will, obviously. But, I mean, my price, I'm around, you know, I mean, I could do like 135 on it, and that's more than assessment. And, you know, you've already had tenants that have beaten it up. I've seen the house. I'm familiar with the area. You know,
he didn't beat it up. It just was dirt. It just dirty. You know, they didn't clean up.
Right.
It's not beat up.
Right. Well, that.
That's like I said. It is what. I mean, if you rode by the house, you've seen the house. You know what? Supposedly, you know what. And I redid the bathroom. I insulated the bathroom because it didn't have no insulation and stuff. You know, hiding and stuff like that.
Right.
But it's not beat up.
Right. Well,
it
I mean,
it just needs some updating. You know,
correct,
that kind of thing.
Right.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's definitely ugly. That's one thing. This place is solid.
So, I mean, you tell me, you know, if that is feasible for you, because, you know, like I told Keaton, I don't need this house. I said, if he wants to do something, we can do it. You know, I don't buy every house that I look at, but, you know, some houses I do. He was. You know,
well, really, you're in it to make money, so you're going to do something, whatever you can do to try to make money on the place too. So that's what it's all about, right?
Particularly on this one, obviously I would try to stay in business. You know, I don't want to lose money,
right.
But
right.
it's going to take me, you know, it's going to take money to fix this house up, obviously, to my standards.
Okay. That's like the one across the street just like 6-7 months ago, and they got $300,000 for the house when they went over it and sold the house. So you'll make money on the house.
So how about that then?
Let me give them a call tomorrow. Let me get some thought on this evening, and I'll give you a call tomorrow and we can go from there.
Tomorrow, let's see.
Or Thursday, whatever works for you guys, whatever.
Are you set on, you know, that you're going to move?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely, it's like I said, it's been in the works in my mind for a while now, and the kids are gone and everything. And like I said, it's just a downsizing thing for me. And it's
okay.
Just kind of, it got to the point now where it's just, by the time I get home from running around all week, running the road all week, get home, work around the house here, cutting grass, hedges, whatever. Working on the inside, cleaning up everything, and then I got to leave again. It's just no time frame for me to keep up with between the truck, running that part of the business, and taking care of the house. It's just
what I would ask
much.
You not to, you know, when I purchase it, you don't need to clean it up. You can leave whatever you want there.
Well, I don't like you that way. I don't do things that way. So everything that's going out of here, it'll be, you know, it's not
saying,
all.
Dumpsters are going to be there regardless. You know, so it's not really.
Well, as like I said, a lot of things, a lot of this is going out of here. When I'm going through it, I got stuff here in the kitchen now piled up where I'm going through and getting rid of it. Goodwill, Salvation, or whatever.
Yeah.
Dumpster, whatever, you know, it's going. I'm getting rid of a lot of unnecessary things in this house and in my life, basically. Just got to go.
So what's, all right. The thing about my process is, since I buy a lot of houses, I don't really,
mm-hmm.
you know, after we get off the phone, I'm calling, like, you know, several other people, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you need to think about?
I just want to.
I'm trying to alleviate your pain.
Yeah, well, I know. As I said, I'm just knowing, I'm looking at, just trying to work out some time frame for work, the money. The whole thing, Aaron. I just like I said, it's been the past 2 days. It's just been spur of the moment thing.
Right.
And like I said, I'd definitely give you a call back tomorrow and let you know if that'll work out the way I think it's going to work on my end. You know.
Right.
So if I can get it all done in that time frame and do what I got to do and it don't mess with me for work and trying to keep a paycheck.
And
what
I'm offering is, you know, obviously the price that I offered you and reasonable closing until, you know, like, let's just say 100 days or sooner, you know, it's dependent on, you know, just because, you know, everybody has goals, and that doesn't necessarily mean they're always met exactly on time, exactly as how they're thinking that they're going to hit them. So, you know, we're not saying, hey, you have till March 15th to be out. I'm saying, hey, Daniel, I want to buy this house. Here's a definite agreement. Here is your exit strategy. No more headache.
Right. Well, that's what I'm looking at now. I want to catch up with work and find out what the schedule is, work around my schedule, and get, so you said, the biggest thing is work. I can't take and miss my time from work, so I got to look in. But you said this has been a last-minute thing here, kind of.
Right.
Or spur like, moment, whatever you call it. I just want to get where I can get my thing going and just roll with a nice even keel and get it done and get out of here, that kind of thing. But I want to check and make sure part of it, to where my ducks are in a row, where I can come in, do what I got. It's like this evening, I got to leave here again in a couple hours, and then I'll be gone until probably Friday or Saturday morning.
Right.
So I want to try to get a schedule worked out, a half-ass schedule, where I can come in and probably take a week and just go through the whole house, load it and put stuff, get rid of whatever and put it in a container or a storage or whatever I end up doing with it that way, and keep working and work it through that way the next couple of weeks. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And that way I'll be out of here, like you said, by the middle of March, first of March or middle part of March, and it'll be done.
Right. But
the biggest thing is my time frame for work, just because it's so hit and miss here lately, this is the weird period in the year for what we're doing, and then after March, it's going to be wide open again. So that's where I'm trying to March, April, you know what I mean, get it done. But I want to run it by him and see what it's looking like here the next week or two, where if I got to take off a week and maybe just knock everything out in a week in the house here, and then I got the garage. I got all the stuff in the garage for the truck that I've got to put out.
Yeah. So.
And that's just a lot of big, heavier stuff that's got to be moved and figure out where I'm going to put that, where I can get to it if I got to work on my truck.
So your main thing is, how are you going to move? And that's your big concern right now.
Yeah, my biggest concern is the time frame of trying to work and get in between working and getting it out of here, get it done.
So, I mean, that's understandable. That's why, you know, why don't we just say like 130 days? And that way you know where you want to live clearly, you know.
Right.
You don't obviously know exactly how you're going to do it, how you're going to move all the things, but you will do it. So.
Oh, yeah, it'll get done. I just,
yeah.
And like I said, and that's where my problem is. I get overwhelmed with between work and trying to do the things that's got to be done. You know, it's just, and
I mean,
just not being here, it's rough.
Yeah. Well, you know, the good thing is I'm willing to go as fast as you want to go, as slow as you want to go. It doesn't,
okay.
You know, it doesn't do me any good one way or the other. So, you know, this is just another house, and, you know, I want to help you out. I want to meet your goals, and I want you to feel comfortable. And, you know, if that takes 180 days and you're comfortable with that, then let's just say let's close in 180 days. You know, that's 6 months, you know, that'll give you the time, or sooner if you want. You know, we can say 180 days is the intended close date, or sooner. So the money's here. That's not the issue. It's, you know, your time frame, obviously. But we don't put any pressure. So that way you have some flexibility of getting your stuff to and from where you need it to be.
Okay. Well, let me talk to them this evening there and work out the thing for work and see what the deal is for work here for the next couple of weeks. Get a ballpark, and I can give you a call back tomorrow and probably give you a better date either way. And it'll give me a chance to think about how I can work around it and do what I got to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's really nothing to think about. If you got 6 months, you can, that's, you know, in my realistic world, that should give you plenty of time. But if you know, if there's something else that's on your mind, feel free to bring it up. But hopefully I've alleviated that issue.
Well, yeah, that's like I was telling Keaton. It's just the biggest thing is my time frame, if I could do it with before that 6 months, that's why I want to talk to them tonight and see what's going on at work, see how we're lurking. And if I can get out of here by the 1st of March, that puts more, it's less on my mind right there, because I know what I got to do. I got to get my time frame set, and I can roll with it and get it done. That's where I'm at in my mind. You know, when I want to get something done, I want to get it done. I don't want to play around. I just want to get it done.
And that's the way I am too. So,
I can catch up with him here this evening, or first thing in the morning, I'll give him a call. Probably about 2 o'clock, kind of like today. It'll be about 2 o'clock tomorrow. I can get a hold of Keaton. And we can get the ball rolling again there. But I want to make sure, I don't want to mess with work. That's my biggest concern right now.
Okay. Well,
because that's all I got coming in, you know. If I can get it coming in and keep it going, that's what I got to keep doing. Just like you running a business, you know. And it's just trying to keep everything rolling is my concern right now.
Okay.
And this economy we got going on right now, I got fuel coming out of my pocket every week. I got to know.
Well, so, we understand that. Give Keaton a call. He has,
all right,
you know, he has everything. And, you know, if you need to speak again, we can talk. But other than that, you know, that's what we can do. And we can, you know, make it suit to fit. So.
Okay, buddy. Well, I appreciate you taking the time here.
All right.
And I'll catch up with him tomorrow afternoon.
All right. That sounds good.
All right, buddy. You have a good evening.
All right, Daniel. You have a good one. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Thank you.